You are going to listen to a recording about love marriage versus arranged marriage. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 5 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Love marriage or arranged marriage, which one is to be preferred? Listen to this little report and ask yourself which kind of marriage is more appealing to you.
Arranged marriages are especially common in India. The Indian mind, however, has changed due to media access and education. As opposed to arranged marriages in which parents choose their child's future husband or wife, for many people, love matches represent independence, self-determination, and freedom. What really drives the debate about whether love marriage should be chosen over arranged marriage is the question of how one can marry a person he or she does not even know and has not even really met before. While India, in particular, has a long tradition of arranged marriages, the arrival of the British brought about change. With the British education system being introduced in India, Indians became more educated. This, plus what people see and hear on TV or on the internet, is altering the way of thinking. One thing more and more Indians are realizing is that they do not need to be bound by tradition. They can actually choose their spouses themselves without the help of various relatives, matchmakers, or even astrologers. In the past few years, all this has given rise to love marriages as well. If we take a closer look at both love and arranged marriages, we will see that each has got its advantages and disadvantages. Let's start with love marriages. Love marriages are usually based on relationships that have lasted for some time before the couple decides to get married. This time together gives everybody involved the chance to get to know the other person and to think about whether tying the knot is the right thing to do. It's undeniable that knowing your partner before marrying them allows for a better understanding of each other's wishes and needs. But, of course, it is not said that love marriages are always successful just because it is the spouse's decision to get married. As we all know, not all love marriages result in happily ever after. In arranged marriages, on the other hand, the parents' expectations are of greater value than the young people's idea of a perfect match. If we look at the evolution of arranged marriages, it was the caste system that gave birth to and promoted this type of marriage. Upper caste families were concerned that their sons and daughters might marry someone from a caste lower than theirs. When this happened, because people decided to get married for love, they were often rejected by their families and lost their social status. Traditions and rituals, the need to contribute to family expenses, and the wish to produce a male heir, all of these increase the pressure which eventually makes the younger generation conform to parental expectations even today. In India, lovers whose parents do not approve of their relationship have to face a lot of resistance and really fight for acceptance. People favoring arranged marriages appreciate their parents' support, experience, and protection, as well as the fact that the women in particular are taken good care of. I'd say it's up to every individual to decide whether they want to get married in the first place. However, if they do, they should have the right to decide freely between love and arranged marriage. What really counts is that the marriage is a happy and stable one.
love marriage or arranged marriage, which one is to be preferred? Listen to this little report and ask yourself which kind of marriage is more appealing to you.
Arranged marriages are especially common in India. The Indian mind, however, has changed due to media access and education. As opposed to arranged marriages in which parents choose their child's future husband or wife, for many people, love matches represent independence, self-determination, and freedom. What really drives the debate about whether love marriage should be chosen over arranged marriage is the question of how one can marry a person he or she does not even know and has not even really met before. While India, in particular, has a long tradition of arranged marriages, the arrival of the British brought about change. With the British education system being introduced in India, Indians became more educated. This, plus what people see and hear on TV or on the internet, is altering the way of thinking. One thing more and more Indians are realizing is that they do not need to be bound by tradition. They can actually choose their spouses themselves without the help of various relatives, matchmakers, or even astrologers. In the past few years, all this has given rise to love marriages as well. If we take a closer look at both love and arranged marriages, we will see that each has got its advantages and disadvantages. Let's start with love marriages. Love marriages are usually based on relationships that have lasted for some time before the couple decides to get married. This time together gives everybody involved the chance to get to know the other person and to think about whether tying the knot is the right thing to do. It's undeniable that knowing your partner before marrying them allows for a better understanding of each other's wishes and needs. But, of course, it is not said that love marriages are always successful just because it is the spouse's decision to get married. As we all know, not all love marriages result in happily ever after. In arranged marriages, on the other hand, the parents' expectations are of greater value than the young people's idea of a perfect match. If we look at the evolution of arranged marriages, it was the caste system that gave birth to and promoted this type of marriage. Upper caste families were concerned that their sons and daughters might marry someone from a caste lower than theirs. When this happened, because people decided to get married for love, they were often rejected by their families and lost their social status. Traditions and rituals, the need to contribute to family expenses, and the wish to produce a male heir, all of these increase the pressure which eventually makes the younger generation conform to parental expectations even today. In India, lovers whose parents do not approve of their relationship have to face a lot of resistance and really fight for acceptance. People favoring arranged marriages appreciate their parents' support, experience, and protection, as well as the fact that the women in particular are taken good care of. I'd say it's up to every individual to decide whether they want to get married in the first place. However, if they do, they should have the right to decide freely between love and arranged marriage. What really counts is that the marriage is a happy and stable one.